Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. So I hope that everyone is feeling so good as we are coming off of this long Thanksgiving weekend back into the norm of everyday life and trying to jump back into it. It's so funny because I don't remember who I was talking to recently, but they were talking about how a lot of times in other countries, you know, once the holidays come around, once they hit that like point, they will be off for like 6 weeks and nobody is like, you know, doing, everybody's on holiday. And I'm like, that does not happen in the United States. We like go back to work and we are, you know, hustling through the New Year's a lot of times. So it's just interesting to trying to get our energy back into the norm and the energy around even the seasons, because it's really this quieting period and more of this deathening period out in nature where we are experiencing it, becoming a lot more quiet, and the sun is down earlier, and all of the things. So if you've been with me for some time, you know that I'm super into the wheel of the year. So I love celebrating the turn of these cycles and the ways in which we as humans sort of correlate our energy to the energies of the seasons, regardless if you are in the northern hemisphere or in the southern hemisphere or wherever you are in the world. There is a changing of the seasons that we feel in our body, and it's just so important that we honor that. And so here I am trying to get myself together in my jog pants, right? Like literally just trying to get my shit together here to record this podcast episode coming off of this long weekend. So just sending everyone so much love as we jump into this episode all around universal energy and universal flow. So I want to talk a bit about universal timing, okay? Universal timing. We hear a lot about universal flow and go with the flow and alignment in spirituality and even in human design and staying in alignment with your design. But I really want to bring the focus to universal timing, okay? The reason why is because I've noticed this way in which I manifest, and I noticed this sort of like trickery that I put myself through when it comes to my manifestations and when it comes to the things that I am engaging with and trying to connect with and further on my path. So what I want to say really with this episode is I want to put some emphasis on, instead of universal flow, which is definitely what we're talking about with this alignment, in energetic alignment, I want to talk about universal timing. So before I can jump into that, I know, you know, if you are newer to like all the spiritual things, it's important to kind of break down what do I mean by universal flow and universal alignment. So that's an idea idea that, you know, spirituality has, that when we are in this universal alignment and in universal flow, we tend to use our energy differently in a way that feels more in alignment with like God's source, universe, all that is. And so this is really just, instead of forcing, we're allowing ourselves and our manifestations to flow in divine timing. Okay. So that's really the idea behind universal flow and universal alignment. And so we're not forcing, we're just kind of allowing it to come to us and for it to be. So that's kind of the vibe when people say, you know, are you out of alignment? Or I'm so out of alignment. I feel so out of alignment. Maybe they've just been working so much and they're just feeling so out of alignment and not in their normal routine and, you know, haven't had a chance to meditate in a couple of days or even weeks, or, you know, haven't had a chance to, you know, sunbathe or connect to earth or create a fire or something like that. Like there's all these little things that we do to stay connected, right? And so what do I even mean by connected? Like I mean that feeling on the inside where you're connected to something greater than yourself. So that really feels like what happens in meditation, where for me, it just feels like I link up with something. Like I link up with like a universal energy outside of myself, and it puts me into this like transcendental state. And so for me, that's the way it looks. That's the way it feels for me when I'm in alignment. It's like, and I'm navigating my day in this alignment. It's like, even if things come up in my day where it could be a hurdle or a situation or something I wasn't planning for, it's still kind of like I'm moving through that obstacle in alignment. Like I'm kind of just like navigating it as it's coming, even second by second sometimes. And a lot of times I'm not using my mind at all to navigate it. I'm using just this intuition, this intuitive pull that comes from the inside on like me knowing what to do next. So a lot of times I could use that universal alignment and that universal intuition, even in my day-to-day work. I could have a list of things I know I need to get done where I'm like, okay, these are like a non-negotiable, like I have to get these things done today. But even from that space, I'm looking at that list and I'm letting my energy guide me. Okay. Which is so important, especially if you are a manifesting generator, but really, I feel like this applies to all of the types, which is that it's like, you know, you can, if you try to box your energy into something to get something done, it could take you way longer than it should. But instead, if you allow your energy to kind of flow through things, navigating your energy, like, actually, I don't know why, but I just feel like I want to answer these emails right now. Like, holy smokes, I haven't been in Messenger in like 4 days. I just feel like I want to go in there and catch up on everything. And so there's just these energetic alignments that tend to happen when you're living in this way. And it really does pop you out of like human timing. And it puts you more in this like energetic timing that you're having with yourself. And it's really fascinating actually, because it makes you rest into this other space, this other energy within yourself that's not part of anything else, right? Like it's not anyone else. It's you and the universal energy that's just flowing through your day, even when you're on a quote unquote schedule. You're in this like alignment, this deeper connection to something greater than yourself, and you're moving from that space. So that's really the best way that I can explain when people, you know, say, are you out of alignment? Are you in alignment? Or universal energy, universal flow, stay, you have to just stay in flow. That's really what I feel personally people are getting at when they say that. And so I just wanted to lay the groundwork for the episode before I really get into what I'm talking about with universal timing. I really wanted to get, you know, put some clarity out there with universal flow and alignment and what that means to me. And that can mean something totally different to other people, but that's just what it means for me. Okay, so let's talk about universal timing. So I wanted to hit on this because, of course, on my journey, I'm always having little aha moments, right? Where I'm like, oh, hell no. Like, I can't believe I F that up, or I didn't think of that, or gosh darn it, like I wish I would have done that differently. And it with this one particularly, it was around universal timing. Okay, so what I mean by that is when we hear about universal timing in spirituality, in the spiritual community, or even amongst just friends, it can really feel like when I hear people say that, okay, personally for me, when I hear people say that, universal timing is usually put in a sentence as a way to say, explain something that's not here yet. So that's okay. You know, they're like, it's okay. You know, universal timing, it's not the right time. You know, I've heard that so many times and I've seen that reflected in my own life. And I'm like, got it. Like, I totally get you. Like, yeah, universal timing. But then I kind of want to put something more on this. I want to add to this idea around people saying that, around people saying, yeah, universal timing, it's not the right time. You know, that's why it didn't work out. What I also have been uncovering on my own path, and I feel like nobody talks about this, is how it shows up when it's the last thing you want to put your energy into. So it's kind of like the flip side of that, right? Where the beginning is what I was talking about just a second ago, which, oh, it's not here yet. Universal timing. You just have to trust universal timing. It's not the right time. That's why it hasn't come. Now, what happens when it comes and it's the last mother effing thing you want to do? It's like, yeah, I've been working towards this. I've been manifesting it. I've been putting non-negotiables to the universe. Like, I have to have this. This is what I want next in my life. But then it's like, oh my gosh, like this is energetically, this is the last thing that I'm thinking about right now. Like, yeah, I did manifest that like 3 months ago. And it's cool that, like, you know, 6 months later, I'm seeing it pop up in my reality. But then it's like, it's the last thing I want to be doing right now. I'm like really trying to focus over here. This has happened to me so many times on my path, and I've always chosen to just stick to where my energy wants to go, okay? I've chosen to be like, you know what, universe, thank you. Like, gratitude, I'm so happy. Thank you for bringing this my way. Just not into that right now. Like, I'm really wanting to put my energy over here, and this is what I'm focusing on right now. I'm not focusing on that right now. I'm focusing on this area of my business. I'm not focusing on this. Done this so many effing times on my path, and every single time I'm like, what were you thinking? When I look back like a year later or even 2 years later, you know, they say, of course, hindsight is 20/20, but it's like literally, like I will look at my life and be like, what the F were you thinking? Like, it was right there. Like, you just had to grab that bitch, like, and just hell yes, like, imperfect, everything that you wanted. Why didn't you just do it? And it's like, well, I was focused on this right now. Man, that has come to like really bite me, like in the ass, seriously, like where I'm look back and I'm like, gosh darn it. Like, why did I do that to myself? Why couldn't I have just been like, yes, like, thank you, universe. This is exactly what I've been trying to manifest, and like, F yes, and get excited about it and put my energy there. It's like when I really feel into it, I feel like I was being just like a brat, you know, and I was like, no, like, this is not when I wanted it to happen. And now I'm focused over here. And so like, I don't have time for this other thing you're trying to bring into my life. And it's just when I look back, I'm like, no, no, no. Like, I'm like screaming at myself, like, no, like, why did you do that? You should not have done that. Like, you should have just gone with that manifestation. You should have just like flowed with it. I know in reality transurfing, which I've talked about on this show before, it's kind of like, there's another form of manifestation people are really into, and I've never gotten into it, but I've always been really into reality transurfing. And so they call this like the wave of fortune, right? When you're able to just catch that wave and like ride it into fully into the fruition of the manifestation in which you were trying to create to begin with. Okay, I think it's like chapter 3. But really what I'm trying to say here is that this is a regret for me. And so this is something I want to just put on the show. Like just next time this happens for you, like if something comes into your life and you know gosh darn well you've been trying to manifest it, but let's say, okay, I'm just going to give you an example, and this is actually a real example. Okay, so this example is, I have many areas of my spiritual business, and one of them is human design, and another one is this podcast, okay? And I talk about human design on this podcast. podcast all the time. But human design, you know, is a separate part of my business. So really, I was trying to manifest this certain up level in my podcasting, right? With my numbers and everything else and getting certain people on and stuff like that. And so the universe, and within a certain amount of time, I kind of like had put it out there to the universe, like, listen, this is a non-negotiable. Like, I'm not going to keep doing this shit if I'm not like getting anywhere with it. Like, if I'm not seeing an increase in, like, you know, whatever, like if I'm not seeing anything moving in this area of my business, I have no problem shutting that shit down and moving on to something else. Even though I love podcasting and it's so amazing for me, I've been to so many podcasting events within the last year. And it's like one thing I've noticed is how saturated the market is. I'm like, yo, like this is not the same market it was when I had my first podcast 10 years ago, where it was like so easy to get downloads and so easy to have a listenership and stuff like that. And I realized, I was like, this is just different game. Like, holy smokes. When I had my first podcast, when I was in fashion, it took off immediately and it was so easy. But that was like 10 years ago, you know? And so the game has changed. And so I had to just kind of just sit with that and be like, okay, it's different now. But I still put it out to the universe, like, listen, I have to have a certain level of podcasting, like in terms of numbers and all that stuff, level of clientele, like interviews on the podcast, or else F this, right? So, but then I kind of forgot that I manifested that, that I like said that non-negotiable to the universe. And then fast forward like 6 months later, I'm super deep into trying to create online educational videos for human design. So I'm super into the deep layers of human design and the knowledge that I have there and putting that information into a way where people can really buy it a la carte and be like, go on their own journey with really understanding their design. And it's a big part of what I'm here to do. I know that. And so, you know, I was in this deep area of human design and really kind of like focusing all of my energy there. And all of a sudden, all of my podcasting shit started popping off. And it was like, all these people were like, yeah, like I want to come on your podcast, blah, blah, blah. And at the time I'm like, holy shit, like I haven't been focusing on this area of my life at all. Like, you know, in terms of, you know, I always do episodes. Like I will always put an episode out, but I hadn't been focusing on it. Like it wasn't like something I was pushing toward. And so it was weird for me. It was weird for me to see that manifestation come through and have my energy and focus somewhere else completely on my path. And so here's what I want to say. Okay. We have to learn to be more fluid, like with the universe, with our manifestations, with the things that we're trying to create, we have to learn to be more fluid because I'm telling you that what ended up happening is I ended up being like, yeah, no, like, yeah, soon, right? You know, just kind of like pushing it off, like not really even caring or feeling anything about it. And then really trudging through the deep depths and shadows of trying to get this information recorded and all my human design stuff. And so what I learned was I was like, oh, when I look back on it, I'm like, oh my God, like I still don't have my videos done. And it's because I didn't like the way they came out, right? Like it was just not my vibe. I needed a new environment and I'm talking to someone else about doing it in their studio and stuff like that. Anyway, my point in saying this is really just like, go with the flow in terms of your manifestations as well. It's a super big part of manifesting is to be fluid in your manifestations. So it's like, I should have, when I look back, when the universe started bringing all this other stuff to me, like boom, 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 like in the realm of podcasting, I really, really should have been like, awesome, amazing. Yeah, let's do it. But instead I was like, yeah, I'll get back to you. You know, I really wasn't focusing there because I had all my energy over here. But then when I look back on it, I'm like, oh my God, like I still haven't gotten my stuff done, like in the human design world that I wanted to. I'm still working on it. I still plan to have it going and get it done. But I could have totally made all that that other stuff happened. And now it's like feeling kind of stagnant there. And now it's like, I could have made it happen, but I didn't, you know? And so what am I saying? I'm saying that when it comes to your manifestations, a big part of manifesting and creating a new life that you love and all of that stuff is to be super open and fluid with the universal timing of that creation, because we're not always going to know when the universe is going to bring us stuff. You know, it might feel like the worst effing timing in the world for something to be amazing for you. But the thing is it's about, are you going to ride that wave of fortune or not? Like, are you going to ride that wave of fortune or not, right? And it's just like, if you are, then you have to be fluid. You have to be agile. You have to be willing to work with the fluidness and the unpredictability of the universal energy that you're working with. Because honestly, the universe doesn't understand our timing, you know? You can give it a non-negotiable, like, listen, within 2 weeks, I need this. And I believe in that. And I've used that and it actually has worked. But more so what I'm talking about here is just allowing yourself to understand that the hard truth about universal timing is that it could give a fuck about your timing. Like, it doesn't care about your specific timing. It's like, a lot of times it will bring you the most amazing things in a time when you're like, like, what? Like, dude, I'm not even focused on them right now. I'm all the way over here with this thing. But it's like, it's so important to realize, like, no, like, the universe knows better than me. I'm going to refocus my attention over here because clearly this is what's popping right now. This is what's happening. This is what's blowing up right now in this area. So let me just put my energy there and let me roll with that. And let me keep one eye on this thing that I'm working on, because I'm not going to let that go. I am going to focus on it too, but this shit's happening right now. It's happening. I didn't know it was going to happen, but it's happening now. It's like giving birth, right? It's like you have a time and you have a date that's an estimate, but a lot of times that's not the date. It's not the date that it's actually going to happen. It's a couple days later or 2 weeks earlier, 2 weeks late, or worse, you know, 2 months early or something like that. So it's just about knowing that when it comes to creation, when it comes to the things that we are manifesting in life, we must learn to be agile. Like, we must learn to be fluid in some way, shape, or form in order to allow the universe to work fully in our life, to really have its hands in our life in the process of this universal creation. I truly believe that the universe does have our back. It does have our best interest in mind. And many times it is trying to make our dreams come true. But when it does, it's not going to care if you're ready or not. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it doesn't care. It's like, come on, you're ready. It can a lot of times see we're ready then before then we do. We think we're not ready because a lot of times we're running our energy through our fears, right? And things that we're scared about. But it's like, actually, I am ready for this. And I'm like, F yes, like, I want this in my life. This is like exactly what I've been trying to manifest. And oh my God, isn't that amazing? Like, isn't it cool that it's happening? Instead of being like, not right now. Like, this is kind of not really what I'm focused on. I'm over here. So let me come back to that when it's ready. A lot of times you're going to do that. And when you come back, the opportunity is going to be gone. Okay. Like, it's going to be moving on to another person, or it's going to shift and change in some way. So it's just about knowing that, like, trusting universal timing is everything. It has its own vibe when it comes to timing. It's like, it's going to bring it to you a lot of times when you least expect it, and a lot of times when you feel you're not ready for it. But it's like, jump on that wave and let it ride you to your destination, to where it is that you are manifesting and wanting to go. It's a huge lesson within my life. This is something I've learned within the last couple of years, honestly. I've learned that, like, okay, No, like the universe knows better than me and it wants my has my best interest in mind. I just pulled a card the other day that was like, what you want, the universe wants for you too. You know, it was like confirmation, like stop acting like it's out of your reach, like you're fighting for it. You're forced, you're having to knock down doors and take what's yours and all of that 3D mentality around being successful. It's like, no, the universe, what you want, the universe wants that for you too. It's behind the scenes trying to make it happen for you. But it's just about remaining open energetically and remaining fluid with the vibe of like the creation and being like, yes, like allowing yourself to just be like, F, yes, like I'm about it and I'm for it. Even when it feels like crazy, right? When it feels like, what? Like this is the last thing that I expected to happen right now. And like, I'm not ready. It's like, just kidding. But then it's like, you look back on it and you're like, I was so ready for that. Like so ready. I was just caught up in my own head where I thought I should be, what I thought I should be focusing on. I was trying to force my energy over here instead of riding the wave of what felt energetically fluid and cool and easy. And like the easy come up is what you're looking for. That's really what I want to say is what I noticed when I have big up levels is it feels like you're jumping on this wave of like an easy come up. Like the universe is like carrying you into this situation a lot more than like when you're forcing yourself into something or when you're trying to force a manifestation to come true. So I hope that that helped you in some way. I hope that you were able to get something out of this. And as always, I'm always encouraging people, if you've been listening to this podcast for some time, please go ahead and drop a comment or a review in the podcast. I would so appreciate it. But I do hope that this podcast episode, trusting the universal timing, allowing yourself to really be in the vibe of that, keeping your energy open and fluid to the universe. I really hope that this information has helped you in some way on your path. Sending you all so much love, and I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.